Welcome to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast, the only podcast that teaches men the cognitive mastery and alpha mindset that it takes to become an influential and irresistible man of confidence. Here's your host, certified life coach and international man of mystery, Kevin Ayo.
What's up, my brothers? Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Ayo. Today, we're going to talk about a question that actually came up during a group coaching call and then again during a discussion call in the academy. So these are the kinds of things that we're discussing. These are the kinds of things we're talking about. And when you're in the academy, you can participate in these discussions. Like, this is a part of why the academy is such a powerful place, an institution of, I was going to say learning, right? But it's not, you're not learning, you're unlearning. That's the thing, you're unlearning. You're not accumulating, you're letting go, you're removing, right? You're decluttering, you're decumulating, accumulating, decumulating. I don't think decumulating is a word, but you understand what I mean. When I said that you're decumulating, you are decluttering, you're letting go, you're releasing. And we do that, we talk about these things, but this question came up in the academy, and the question was very, very amazing. It was an amazing question because I've even addressed it a couple of times on this podcast. Like, I've talked about it very briefly, but almost in such a way where it was never the main topic of conversation that it can, you know, I use it as a, it's like a segue thing. And then you come back and I'm back in the topic. So the question was about environment and how environment affects your alpha and beta state. Where does the environment that you're in, does that affect, and if it does, then how does it affect you being in your alpha beta state, and in that being, in that state of being, how does it affect being in it? Does it have any sway on how you are in it? But of course, with that question, does environment matter? First, we have to ask the question, what is environment, right? Like, what environment are we talking about? And I do this, right? I know guys are like, oh man, we can't even get a question, because the question is usually answered with a question, but it's important. What is environment? Because when we teach environment, we open up to consciousness expansion. We open up the movement into the place where the alpha is. Because of course, the general response or answer, I guess, to the question, what is environment, is going to be based on people, places, like time. It's going to be based on the who, what, where, when. That's the environment. Who are the people I'm with? Where are the places that I'm in? What time of day? That's the environment that I'm in, the weather, you know, these kinds of things. And people do talk about how they are affected by these things. And I've mentioned it. And this is what I mean when I say on previous podcasts, I'll say like that I feel a difference being in the United States, being out of the United States, being in different countries. I feel a difference being in a city versus being at a beach versus being in the jungle. You know, you may feel a difference whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're at your religious institution, right? Whether it's a church, synagogue, temple, right? Ashram, wherever you go to worship, you're going to feel different there than you are at home or at work or out at the soccer field, the playground, right? When you're with your kids or with your, doing your hobbies, right? Doing your sports, softball field, whatever it is that you guys do when you're, you know, not at work, not at home. But the point is that there's different things, those places. And you're going to feel different because that's what people are talking about. What's the environment? Does the environment matter? Is being in a church going to have a higher chance of me being in my alpha state than me being at work? Right. And again, the question is valid because, of course, the question comes from a brother, right? Student in the academy, brothers in our brother in our family who's, you know, when he's at work, when he's in a certain place, he feels differently. He feels like it's more difficult to be in his alpha state. It's more difficult to be in the alpha state. So being in work, does it have an effect on swaying me into the beta? That's the question, right? Does environment matter? And those are environments. Do the people, for example, the people I'm around, am I going to have a greater chance of being in my alpha state or beta condition if I'm around the people at work or if I'm around my family? If I'm around my high school buddies, my college buddies, or if I'm around people I've never met before? Like, people I've known my whole life, people I've never met before, right? Like, these are the things, these are the questions about the environment. But here's another thing. What is the environment? That's the other question. What is the environment? Is the environment made up of these things? Remember, brothers, everything is energy. Everything is energy. That's the big move, right? That's why I ask, what is the environment? Because yes, we're talking about material energy. We're talking about the material energy that make up the cellular beings of people, right? Of course, those people also have an energetic energy, have a spiritual energy that they bring into a relationship. You know, their aura, so to speak. I don't want to get too woo-woo on you guys, right? But the aura, you know, that energetic field, it has a range, right? When you're close enough to it, people can affect that, right? And there's a part of that. So that affects the environment. And things do as well. You know, all living, non-living matter, cells, molecules, they have that energy, that spiritual energy. So, of course, location does matter. There's going to be a different type of spiritual energy in the jungle than there is at the beach, because in the jungle, there's different types of energies. There's different types of matter. There's different types of life, right? At the beach, it's different. You have massive amounts of water energy, right? Like big, big water energies, the ocean, right? It's massive. And sand, depending on which beach we're looking at, you know, is there going to be trees? Is there going to be jungle? Is there going to be rock? Versus a city, there's probably very few trees. You know, in fact, there's cities all around the United States that mandate a certain amount of parks. You know, you have to have a certain amount of green space in the city. Every time we build a commercial space or an industrial space or a residential space, to section out a certain area of green space. For that reason, right? Maybe there's a reason for that, and that's part of that. That energetic reason. Everything is energy. So we have the two sides of the environment. There's the material side, which are the big things, right? The people, the places, the weather, like all the big stuff that we notice with our five senses, the material stuff. And then there's the spiritual, right? There's the energetic side of those same things that have that spiritual component that will affect things. There will be a different spiritual component in a office where there are different humans moving around, shifting that energy all the time, leaving traces of that energy. Versus in the jungle, versus in the country, versus in the Arctic forest, beach. So we have those two things. But here's another one. Here's another question, answer to the question of what is environment. Because we're assuming, and here's the arrogance of ego, right? We're assuming that environment is based on the localization of I. Where I am is where the environment is. As I move, the environment changes. That's what we talk about. We talk about who, what, where, when, right? It's the as I, as this body shifts, as this illusion of identity that I call myself, this ego. If I am in the jungle, it's going to be a different environment than if I am at the beach, or if I am in the city. I am at home, I'm going to have a different environment than if I am at work, or if I am at vacation or softball field or church, right? So there's going to be different stuff there. From the localization of I, but what if the localization of I was not it? What if that was not the environment, or if it was only a portion of the environment? But another portion of the environment was simply the universe moving around the illusion of I. Which is to say, brothers, don't forget that we are on, we are on a giant rock hurling through space at velocities that just, you know, human beings can't. You know, if the Earth were to stop suddenly in its orbit around the sun, we would all instantaneously, first of all, we'd all instantaneously die because, you know, but the speed at which we're traveling, certain things would stop and certain things would keep moving. Most of us would just slam into whatever is right in front of us, right? Because it's stationary on the Earth and we keep moving. It doesn't, right? It's grounded. It's in a foundation. So most of us would die instantaneously. We just slam into whatever's in front of us, whether it's a mountain, a building, a car, or a tree, a rock, whatever. But the rest of us would just fly off. We just fly out into space. We'd burn up in orbit because we're moving so fast. But we're not aware of that, right? We think that we are the localized I. The localized I is where it is, where I am is where all of environment is. What if it wasn't? What if the environment, what if I never moved? What if this body that I, the ego, believes that it is trapped in, right? What if this body never moved? What if it just sat in this one place for weeks, for months, for years? Does the environment ever change? That's the question. And what I'm postulating is that it does, of course, not because the eye moves, not because the body moves, but because everything moves around the body. And not necessarily the things that are here on Earth, but the entire universe, the cosmos. The Earth is moving around the sun. The planets are moving around the sun. The moon is moving around the Earth. And as all of this happens, these planetary bodies, as energy bodies, as matter, remember, everything is energy. Einstein proved this, that energy and matter are the same. They're equal to each other. Right? Matter is energy. Matter is energy. Energy has matter, right? All matter has energy. So these massive planets of matter, they have energy, and they are affecting us with that energy. So if we never moved, if I never moved, if I were just to sit here all day long, all year long, would the environment change? Yes, it would. The environment would change. That's where all the stories of astrology, human design, you know, all these stories of the gene keys, all these come in, because what it's saying is that the energy is the environment. Everything is energy. The energy is going to be shifting all the time based on the constant movement, not just of where I am, where I think I am, but also where everything is. Everything is moving all the time. So the environment is always shifting. So in other words, I could be in the jungle, but have a certain cosmic energy, right? Universal energy. I hesitate using the term universal energy because, you know, universal is used for a lot of different things. I'm talking about the energy of the universe, right? Cosmic energy. And then I could go somewhere else. I could go to the city and it would have a completely different cosmic energy because it's going to be a different time, right? It's going to take me a certain amount of time to get from here to there. And in that time, everything moves. And in that movement, there's going to be a different shift. There's going to be a different shift. So I may perceive that that has to do with me moving from the jungle to the city. And it does in some ways. And it also has to do with everything moving around. When I say everything, I'm talking about the solar system, the stars, the asteroids, the meteors, everything, the moons, all of it. So that's the environment. So now we have environment. What is environment? Now we have environment. Environment is everything. So now the question is, does environment affect my alpha state or beta condition? In other words, so if I'm going to be with my family, am I going to be in my beta condition? Because that's the environment I'm in. If I'm going to be in a city, right, here's one that I've said, right? The difference between being in the U.S. or being out of the U.S. If I'm going to be in the United States, am I going to be more in that environment of the United States? If I'm going to be in, or if I'm going to be out of the States, am I going to be more in that environment? If I'm going to be with my family, am I going to be subject to that energy, subject to that, again, that environment? Now, the flaw in the question, at least the way I see the flaw in the question, is where we want to go back and answer the question of what is the alpha state and what is the beta state? Because I want to make sure that we're not thinking that these two states are in some way opposite. Number one, they're not opposite. And number two, that there is any kind of subjectivity or judgment around what is better, what is worse, what is good, what is bad. So we want to go back and look at what is the alpha state, what is the beta condition, right? Like, what are these things? As we've talked about them for years, what are they? Because we want to make sure, again, if we're talking about how the environment is playing into these, what are these things? Now, the beta condition is the role we play. Okay, so the beta condition is the role. I want to kind of break this down in terms of a movie so you guys can understand this as best as possible, because I know this is a very deep spiritual concept that takes some people years to really understand the depths of it. And there's really no, I mean, it's a rabbit hole, right? There really is no depth. There is no bottom. It just keeps going and going and going. And the deeper you get, the more you continue to unravel this onion, this ball of yarn, whatever you want to call it. You just keep spiraling down and into it because it never ends. Right? There is no, the more we look, I mean, even those that doing the science, the physics of it. Let's go deeper. Let's look smaller. Let's see if we can find what's beyond that. What's beyond that? What's beyond that? There's just going to be more and more and more and more and more, because the postulate, the theory, or at least the hypothesis that I have, is that we create exactly what we intend to see. It's the quantum physics. The observer effect. But anyway, the point is, here we go, brothers, here we go. The point is what is the alpha state? What is beta condition? I'm going to use a movie analogy to say that the beta condition is the role that we play and the alpha state is the actor playing the role. Okay. So it's a simple analogy, but it's going to help us with this question. Because neither one of these states are good or bad. It's not like, oh, the being the role is bad. you know, it's bad to be the role, or it's bad to be the actor. It's good to be the role. It's, you know, whatever it is, it's, neither one of these are good or bad. It's just what is there, right? It's not like a better or worse type of situation. So when we look at it and we say, okay, so what is the environment effect? I would say yes and no, depending on what the question is. What are you asking here? Because it will affect it in some ways. For example, if I'm around my family, like if I'm used to living on my own, or you know, if I'm a traveler, if I'm a nomad, as all of you know that I am, as I travel around and I go and visit different people to perform different things for them, you know, doing different services around the world and going to where people are asking me to go and all the different things that are happening in around the world, because again, the world is a big Smith place and a small place. There are times I go back and visit my family. As you guys know, I do this. And when I go back there, the question is there a higher chance of being in your beta condition? Now, I would say yes, in some ways. Is there a higher chance? In some ways, yes. Because why? Because there's going to be a role that I'm used to playing. It's a role that I've played since my entire life. I was born into this family, you understand? My body came into this family. It grew into it. So because I'm growing into it, like, I didn't know anything other than this. You know, since the earliest memory, I have been this role that I've played with these people, especially with my mother, right? My mother, my brother, my father, you know, these people that have been around since my very youngest times. So when I'm around the people, the family, right? It's like, yeah, there's a role. So is it going to be easier to slip into that role? If I'm an actor and I've played a role my entire career as an actor, then it's going to be very easy. It's like the typecasting role, right? It's like, oh yeah, like I've done that role 100 times, right? I've done 100 movies playing that role. I can play that role no problem. And you almost slip into it, maybe even when you're not actually in the movie, right? You're not actually in a movie. You're actually at home, you're an actor. That's your career, but you're not currently acting. You're not currently making a film, but you may have worked on a specific role. You may have done like 20 to 30 films with playing a specific role. So much so that you end up slipping into that role in your personal life. It becomes a part of your personality almost, right? Like that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that kind of role. The kind of role that's just been with you all the time. It's going to make it easier to slip into that. Sure. I will admit to that. I will say that yes, absolutely. Because that's what we're looking at when we're looking at the beta condition. The beta condition is the role. But with the alpha state, it's not a role. So if you're playing a role and you're looking to play another role, then you're still playing a beta role. You're just playing a different role. Like that's what people say when they're looking to, I want to change. I want to be a better version of myself. You're saying, I want to be a better beta. Okay, cool. We can make you a better beta. But you got to go through the alpha state, right? You got to go through the alpha state because first you have to learn that you are playing a role. And once you learn that you're playing a role, you can play any role you want, right? Once you realize that you're an alpha pretending to be a beta, then you can play any beta you want. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. That's the way we look at this. But as long as you don't know that you're an alpha pretending to be a beta and you actually think that you're a beta and you want to be an alpha, then you real and you're like, you're already an alpha, bro. Like you're already this thing. You're already that. You're just pretending to be this. And we're all pretending to be it. Like that's the thing. We're all pretending to be this beta. And most of the time, it's a conditioned state. That's why we call it the beta condition. So what does the environment have to do with it? Well, yes, the environment has something to do with it. But it has to do with the energy of it. It has to do with the stories of it. And that's mental energy, of course. That's the conditioning. So we're talking about spiritual energy. We're talking about mental energy. And even mental energy, we can talk about mental energy and emotional energy almost being the same, right? Because it's the thoughts that create the feelings. And understand this too, brothers, that emotional energy and spiritual energy are not the same. You know, your energy, your spiritual energy is not your emotional energy. They're different types of energy because your feelings come from your thoughts. This is a chemical reaction in the body, brain to body. Your spiritual energy is not having to, it's in the body, around the body. It has its own body. It's a spiritual body. It's its own body. It's not in the chemical body, the organic body. Okay, so you have all of these different things happening. You've got the energy of the mind that's playing into it. You've got the energy of the emotion that's playing into it. You've got the energy of the spiritual energy that's playing into it. So everything is energy in this environment. And there will be environments, as I say, like for me, it's a lot easier to slip into the beta condition on a day that is overcast. And I would say that that's becoming true for many, many humans. And why is it becoming true for many, many humans? Because we have been conditioned to believe that it's true. We have this whole new thing out, seasonal affective disorder. They call it the SAD, right? You're affected by the seasons. Now, we're telling ourselves this is true, and then becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It becomes true. And then, of course, they can market medication for it and so on and so forth. But the truth is that there is no, I mean, to say that the weather is affecting the emotion, I think everybody on this podcast knows that that is a fallacy of the universal truth. The weather is in the C line, the emotion is in the F line. It all comes down to how you think about it. But again, what are we thinking about it? Well, what we're thinking about is from our beta condition. We're playing the role that we've been told to play, which is that it's cloudy outside. I'm supposed to be sad because now we have this thing called seasonal affective disorder. We created it and then we roll into it, right? We kind of use it in the T line to make it true. Now, I'm not coming down on this thing, right? I'm not coming down on this thing, but what I'm saying is the environment, does the environment have a play on it? Yes, the environment has a play on it, but only when you're already in your beta condition, right? When you're already in the conditioning, the moment you step out of the beta condition, the moment you step into the alpha state, then no environment ever has any greater or less power over pulling you into the beta condition. None. It doesn't matter whether you're in the U.S. or out of the U.S. It doesn't matter with your family or with your friends. It doesn't matter whether you're in the jungle or in the city. It doesn't matter whether you're in a union or single, right? Whether you're in partnership or single. None of that matters when you're in your alpha state, because you realize that it's all just energy. It's all energy. Whether it's thought energy, you're observing your thoughts, right? Because again, you're the actor watching the role, watching the mental energy role play out in your thoughts, in your mind. But you're in your alpha state, so you watch it. Or you're watching the emotional energy, or you're watching the spiritual energy, or you're watching the physical energy, but either way, you're watching it. The moment you play into the role, then yes, you're in the beta condition. Great, so you're back into it in the environment. If the environment has done that, right, if it's done that to you unconsciously, right, if we're in the unintentional model of alignment, if it's done that to you unintentionally, unconsciously, then there is the story that comes out that I am the victim of my environment. And that's the T line, right? I am a victim of my environment. How do I feel? Well, I feel powerless. And then I act based on my environment. But that's going to be the C line. The C line is still neutral. The environment is still up there in neutrality. Now, again, something about that environment, brothers, I want you guys to understand that when I say neutral, I'm not saying dead. I'm not saying fixed. I'm not saying static. The environment is neutral, but it's always in flux. It's always changing. The environment is your mind. And the thoughts are always changing. They're neutral thoughts. No thoughts are good. No thoughts are bad. No thoughts are right. No thoughts are wrong. They're just thoughts. It's just energy. It's moving. But they are neutral. It's just there. Right? They're neutral, but they're not static. Same with emotions. You know, human beings, when we get into these emotions, especially around environment, we like to say like, oh, I don't feel good in this environment, right? I mean, look at that. Look at that statement and how disempowered, and such a state of disempowerment it comes from, right? Like the environment is what's making me feel. You know, we, and I know I'm being a little condescending in my tone, but we in you know, the academy and you guys here on this podcast, the Alpha Male Coach podcast, you guys know that the environment is a circumstance. The environment doesn't make you feel. It's your thoughts about this environment, right? So when we're looking at this and it's all energy, it's all neutral energy, even emotions, we like to look at emotions. We have to say, oh, I just want to be happy all the time. Even using this work, people try to avoid uncomfortable emotions. Even the word uncomfortable isn't absolutely true. The emotions are emotions, just like thoughts. It's just energy. There's no good emotion, no bad emotion. Even to say there's high vibration, low vibration. I mean, again, we're talking about vibration, brothers, right? People look in their minds and they'll say, oh, well, high vibration's good, low vibration's bad. Why? That to say that a bass note is bad, soprano note is good, right? Like, what are we talking about here? Talking about sound. Vibration. We're talking about colors, right? Is that to say that purple is bad and red is good? Like, what does that mean? That makes no sense. It's energy, emotional energy, mental energy. And spiritual energy is the same. But we're talking about the cosmos, you know, all of the planets that move, how they move and they shift. And, you know, sometimes we're feeling squeezed, you know, and we're feeling this as a species, by the way. It's not like, you know, you in your life, you feel squeezed by the spiritual energy of the cosmos, right? It's like, oh, I feel so much pressure right now. I feel pressure these days. And you think it's you, you know, living in this kind of like little isolated bubble of your own identity and mind and, you know, world. You think it's you, but the truth is everybody's saying the same thing. I feel pressure. They're just not talking about it to anybody else. I feel pressure. I feel like I'm going backwards, right? When certain planets are in retrograde, I'm going backwards. I'm repeating cycles, right? It's not just you. It's everybody. Because that's the cosmic energy. It's always changing. And it's mixing with your own energy, your own spiritual energy, which is also unique to you, right? So we all have our own unique spiritual energy, and that's being mixed with the, you know, kind of objective or quote unquote universal, the same energy, which is coming from the cosmos and affecting all of us. But that's neutral also, right? It's not good or bad. Even this idea of being squeezed or pressured or going backwards, you know, repeating cycles, none of that is bad. It's just what is. It's a part of the movement. Perfection. It's like the solar system is perfect. The movement of the planetary bodies is perfect. So is the energy that they're emitting. It's all perfect. So the environment is neutral. The environment is a circumstance. It's neutral. How does it affect whether we're in our beta condition or alpha state? Well, again, anytime you choose to take a role seriously, you're in your beta condition. Anytime you choose to play a role, knowing that you're playing a role, you're in your alpha state. And anytime you choose not to play a role, you're also in your alpha state. But brothers, let me tell you, not playing a role, it's kind of weird when you're in relationships, right? Because the way we get into relationships, what we want to do really, and this is a part of our environment too. So it's like, how does our environment affect us? You know, we want to, well, I don't say we want to, because I don't want to give this as advice, but showing up as somebody, knowing that you're really nobody pretending to be somebody and holding that space. So when the other somebody comes out of their somebodyness and remembers their own nobodyness, that you're there holding your own space of knowing that you're nobody so you can greet them in that nobodyness together. You know, that's kind of the space we want to be in. The nobody pretending to be somebody, but holding the nobody energy. Because the moment you get into that nobody and you say I'm nobody, then you're actually somebody pretending to be nobody. You're nobody pretending to be somebody who's pretending to be nobody, right? You're back in that I'm taking this role very seriously. So the environment of it all has nothing really. I mean, again, I don't want to be careful. I don't want to talk in absolutes. When you're in your alpha state, the environment has nothing to do with pulling you into the beta condition. It has no sway on you whatsoever. When you're not in your alpha state, yes, certain environments are going to pull you more deeply into whatever role it is that you're used to playing. That's why there are certain places, locations, physical places in the world that help awaken people, that facilitate awakening. That's because of the energy there, right? It's because those places are places that don't pull people into their own conditioning. They help hold that space. But people are still in the beta condition when they arrive, and they usually stay in the beta condition throughout the entire time. Because that's the thing, is like, it's not a switch. It's not a, I'm in my alpha, I'm in my beta, I'm in my lower, I'm in my higher. The higher self and the lower self are still reflections of the beta. I'm in version one, version two, version three, version four of my best self. They're all betas because they're all versions. They're all roles. Understand? So the higher self is still a role you're playing relative to the lower self. There's a roles. They're both betas. The alpha is the one that is aware of the two roles, can see the difference between them because they're not taking either role seriously and knowing that both roles are simply roles. Just movement. I mean, when I say roles, brothers, I'm talking about, you know, just being here, right? Like we're so seriously in depth with our mind. We want to jump into these thoughts that we have and take them so seriously. We want to engage with these emotions that we feel, and we want to make them so important. We want to, you know, make our lives, these results that we have. So, I mean, I don't even know. Like everybody's got their own thing. Does environment matter? Yes, but not in the way you think. And no, because once you're in your alpha state, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what your environment you're in. But remember, brothers, the alpha state is knowing that the environment is a part of the experience. In fact, the environment is the entire experience because the environment includes what's going on within you. And that's the relationship work that we do in the academy. That's the relationship work that I'm going to bring to this podcast. I brought it to you last couple of weeks. It's all on the T-line. The environment includes your inner thoughts, your inner feelings, your inner spiritual energy as well. Just different than your feelings. But that's what I have for you today, brothers. Until next week, elevate your alpha.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard and want even more, sign up for Unleash Your Alpha, your guide to shifting to the alpha mindset at thealphamalecoach.com/unleash.